Many school districts in central and northern New York have faced threats following the Florida high school shooting last month. It's resulted in some school shutdowns and arrests of some current or former students for making terroristic threats. As law enforcement continues to investigate these incidents, WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports that some experts say what could be causing them is a lack of emotional skills.
A 16-year-old Syracuse charter school student was arrested in February for posting a video on social media that showed him using a BB gun at home and making a comment about school shooting skills. Syracuse Police Sergeant Rick Helterline says they do not know what his intent was, but law enforcement has to assume the worst.
I can't say that he was just talking, but I also can't say that he wasn't planning something down the road. So these are difficult to determine, but we have to err on the side of caution to ensure safety. This could be a worst-case scenario. This could be a cry for help, and if we ignore it, something tragic could happen as a result.
Another 16-year-old was arrested in Cayuga County for threatening the Cato Meridian School District and students, again, on social media. Sheriff Dave Gould says the intent does not matter. If it is a violation, they will be arrested.
So these kids got to understand it's not a joke anymore. It's not fun. It's not funny. They've got to realize that these are very serious incidents and they're going to be prosecuted and it's going to stay with them for the rest of their lives. So they really, really better be thinking and not trying to be showing off anymore, because it's not going to be tolerated by any police agency in this country.
West Genesee Superintendent Christopher Brown says he has probably dealt with more than 50 school threats throughout his career. He says there is usually a wave of copycat threats after a real shooting.
In a lot of these cases, you know, students or adults, they want their fame as they see it in their heads of putting out that copycat threat. And that's where I think the police influence is real helpful now. I think it's good for parents and teachers and even fellow students to know that when something does happen, even if it's a non-credible threat, that there can be consequences.
Brown says do not assume these threats are always a mental health issue.
Sometimes students feel like it's their last step if they've been bullied or if they just feel that they're in a negative situation at home or they feel like there's no hope. All those kinds of things can take the human brain and can make it do some pretty weird things.
He says he's added extra social workers, psychologists, and is putting together a wellness clinic in his district. Dr. Alice Sterling Honig, Professor Emerita of Child Development at Syracuse University, says when someone feels powerless, making a threat can feel powerful.
Suppose you felt unloved and unlovable and alienated from earliest years, and then in high school, no girl who's cutesy will say even good morning to you, and you're not in sports, or you sidelined all the time, or you make a bad mistake blurting out something in class and everybody laughs at you. Then the rage and the hatred of yourself, you can't bear it, so you push it outward onto others.
Honig says students should be taught emotional skills.
What helps is talking about how would it feel if someone said this about me? How would it feel if someone threatened these things in our school? How can we be more kind toward others who are sitting all alone at a table?
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.